Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled, Take Heed to Doctrine. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Origi. We shall take our Bible reading from 1 Timothy 4:16. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine, continue in them. For in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. I have just read from the King James Version. As Linda grew in her walk with the Lord, she began to notice something powerful. The more she understood God's word, the more it purified her heart. And the more she was purified, the closer she walked with God. There was a time when Linda made promises carelessly. She would say things without fully intending to follow through. She did not treat her words as sacred. But as she continued learning the word, she realized that being careless with her speech was not God's perfect will. Scripture began to confront her. She saw that faithfulness in speech mattered to God. So she adjusted. She became intentional about truthfulness and integrity. She stopped making empty promises. Over time, something changed. Her words began to carry weight. The power of God could now find clearer expression through her mouth because her tongue was being sanctified by truth. One evening, she was sitting outside near the car porch when her sister drove in. In her excitement at seeing Linda, her sister forgot to engage the auxiliary brake before stepping out of the car. As soon as she exited, the car began rolling away. The driveway was sloped, and the vehicle started gaining speed toward a nearby wall. Without panic, Linda spoke firmly, "I command you to stop." Instantly, the car stopped. This was not the first time she had seen God honor her words, but it was a clear reminder. A sanctified tongue is a powerful instrument. As her life aligned with sound doctrine, her words carried spiritual authority. In today's verse, the Apostle Paul instructed Timothy to take heed to himself and to the doctrine, and to continue in them. The promise attached to that instruction is profound. By doing so, he would save himself and those who heard him. Doctrine is not merely theological information, it is life-shaping truth. It preserves the believer from error and rescues others from destruction. It was by continuing in sound doctrine that Linda's speech was transformed. Her tongue was being saved from carelessness, exaggeration, and compromise. It became a vessel through which God could move. Any believer who neglects sound teaching will struggle to live free from the dominion of sin. Salvation does not stop at conversion. After receiving Christ, we must continue receiving the engrafted word, which is able to save our souls from the entanglements of old patterns and sins, James 1:21. As the word renews the mind, it reshapes conduct, speech, and desires. Go into today remembering that doctrine is not optional. It is protective. It is preservative. It is powerful. Prayer. Ask the Lord to help you pay attention to sound teaching. Pray for grace to continue in it faithfully. Ask Him to remove your appetite for any teaching that is not sound, and to sanctify your life and speech through His truth. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Saviour, open your heart to Him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Saviour. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Romans 1 to 2. Click on the audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.